In my area, I work a lot in health disparities, and I work a lot in the communities, either communities surrounding UAB in the urban areas or rural areas. And we heard a lot from the community about where are our minority researchers, why we always see majority researchers. We need to see them because they may understand our issues and be more sensitive to our culture and our lifestyle.
What are the challenges that a university like UAB faces when trying to recruit either minority graduate students into research or minority faculty members into research? Is it still an issue of perception about being in the South and race relations and those sorts of things?
It's many factors. We face that when we try to recruit minority faculty to UAB. It takes that they have to come down here and see that it's not like the image that Alabama has in some places. And once they come here and they see that it's not like people say, they really like it and they'd like to try.
UAB's Minority Research Day is open only to African American and Hispanic students and faculty. What was the thinking behind that?
When we looked at the composition of our faculty and graduate students here at UAB, the majority of the minorities are African American and Latinos, Hispanic. The other minorities are American Indians, Pacific Islanders, and we don't have that many here in at UAB.
So Asian or Middle Eastern wouldn't qualify? And I only ask because we have heard from some students and faculty who are in those ethnic or racial groups who say, you know, this isn't fair. I wanted to participate, but I am, for instance, Pakistani, and I can't.
Yeah. We actually followed the federal government of the underrepresented minorities. So Asian, actually, they're not considered from India, you know, underrepresented minorities. But I think we should, if we repeat this in the following years, to actually be more inclusive and open it for other groups.
The Chronicle of Higher Education last month broke the story that the National Institutes of Health was sort of quietly overhauling its diversity-oriented grants program because of concerns about lawsuits over grants being too narrowly defined to minority populations. And I wonder what you make of that.
I think we should be more inclusive, but we should also look at where the needs are. Like if we look at data and see that there is a health disparity or other disparities in certain groups, those are the groups that we need to look at, not just because they're African-American or maybe Asian or Latinos. There are a lot of underserved white populations, too, that there is some health disparity between uninsured, underserved white and the others, that they have access, more access to care.
Of course, it's not just a issue of what research gets funded, but what researchers have access to which programs. And I know at Indiana University's Cancer Center a couple of years ago, there was a lawsuit in reference to a summer fellowship program for minority researchers. And they ended up being offered the opportunity to expand that to include, say, white researchers who came from families where their parents hadn't graduated from high school or from lower socioeconomic groups. And I'm wondering if you could see a time where UAB would be more inclusive of those sorts of underrepresented groups.
I believe that UAB has a lot of programs that inclusive to other groups based on need. And I just actually received funding for what's called minority supplement that they give to underrepresented faculty. This faculty actually is white, but the reason for the minority supplement that she's a first generation to achieve higher education. Mm. And it's coming from a branch at the National Cancer Institute that funds projects for minority populations.
And that's an interesting change, I guess, in philosophy.
It is.
What do you think the impact of that will be?
I think the impact is going to be to encourage every person that have the motivation that they want to achieve a good standard of education, no matter what their resources are, to get to what their career goal is.